Hi, I'm Marco Tuzza, a success manager at Salesforce. I know you've already been given a lot of Salesforce information and have seen many different Salesforce tools. So I want to make sure you understand which tools are important for your job as a Salesforce success agent. In this course, I'll quickly recap some of the tools you've already seen and touch on some new ones that you'll learn more about later. When we're finished, you should have a solid understanding of which tools you'll use in support, how to locate these tools, and be able to explain briefly how each tool is used. Let's get started. When a customer has a question, they'll usually open a case, and your job will be to use the tools you have available to communicate with the customer, educate them on their issue, and document your steps and interactions. You'll also be in charge of keeping your customers' data safe while providing an excellent customer experience. On the next slides, you'll explore the tools available to you to help you in the areas of Salesforce, agent productivity, communication with the customer and with your teammates, education for you and your customer, and the measures of success you'll be evaluated on. In this section, I'll go over some of the Salesforce tools that you'll use frequently, including Org 62, the App Menu, the Unified Agent Console, the App Exchange, the Developer and Success Communities, and Trust. I've tried my best to categorize the tools in the most logical manner. However, you'll find that certain tools, such as Chatter and the Unified Agent Console, will fit in several categories. Okay. So you've had a number of orientation-type trainings prior to this course, so I'll try not to repeat. As you become more familiar with Salesforce, you will find you spend a lot of time at Org 62 on your computer or on a mobile device. Org 62 is short for the Org ID number it was named for, and it's how we test our product on ourselves. Org 62 is made up of many, many components that you've seen in other orientations, but for now, I'll just quickly discuss some key Org 62 features that make it easier for you to do your job. In Org 62, you can customize your views to have quick access to the features you need most. Salesforce also contains many apps to help employees be productive in their varied roles. For example, the Sales app is where many non-agent Salesforce employees do their day-to-day work. You, as an agent, will do most of your work in the Unified Agent Console. And we'll look at that in a minute. In Org 62, you can quickly switch between apps by clicking the App button in the upper left-hand corner and choosing a different app. Let's take a look at a few of the other apps that you'll use frequently. We'll start with the Unified Agent Console because you'll work there, and then we'll take a quick look at the App Exchange and the Developer and Success Communities. As a success agent, you'll spend much of your day in the Unified Agent Console, or UAC. The UAC contains everything you need to manage cases, including knowledge articles and other materials related to your case, case details, attachments, escalations, and more. You'll get in-depth training on the UAC in a future module. The App Exchange is also available in your App Menu. The App Exchange contains communities of customers, developers, and partners, discussing all things app-related. As an agent, you may use the App Exchange to find the phone number of an app developer to give to a customer who is having trouble with their app. The Developer Community app contains customer and partner forums and groups to join people all over the world to share knowledge and discuss development-related topics. As an agent, you may refer customers to the Developer Community so they can find solutions for custom workarounds. In some skill groups, an agent's job includes occasionally responding to unanswered questions in the developer community. The Success Community, also in your App tab, is a community of Salesforce customers and partners where, like in the developer community, customers from all over the world can share ideas, ask questions, set up user groups, and help each other find solutions to issues and ideas. As an agent, you'll sometimes refer customers to the Success Community so they can find help for out-of-scope issues. The Success Community also contains a database of known issues, ideas, and questions and answers. By now, you've probably already heard how important it is to protect our customers' data. Parker Harris, the co-founder of Salesforce and VP of Technology, says, "Nothing is more important to our company than the privacy of our customers' data. That means that as a Salesforce success agent, everything, absolutely everything you do needs to be done with our customers' data security in mind." Having said that, let's take a look at the information trust.salesforce.com contains. The homepage contains a dashboard with up-to-the-minute data on system status, the quantity of transactions, and any immediate security alerts you should be aware of. The status tab shows the status of each server in each region. A handy key at the bottom tells the meaning of different colors you may see in the chart. The calendar tab shows maintenance dates and any scheduled downtime, and release information that may impact performance. Performance shows transactions and transaction speeds over time, and also provides a multi-day snapshot of this information. The security tab is where you can go to see the latest security alerts, phishing scams, or other malicious threats that are being investigated as potentially disrupting service or compromising data. Check out the examples of phishing scams that are listed here, and learn what to look for in a suspicious email. After you complete this training, take a few minutes to explore the trust.salesforce.com site. There is a link to this page in the Resources tab of this training. There are a few tools that you as an agent will use frequently. One is the Unified Agent Console. One tool is invisible to you, called Coveo. And another, called Blacktab, is invisible to customers. Let's take a look at these tools. We've already talked briefly about the Unified Agent Console, or UAC, in the last section. But since you'll be spending so much time in this app, it's worth mentioning again. As a success agent, you will live and breathe in this app, so you should get familiar with it as quickly as possible. Remember that cases you see in the UAC are live, so unless you're working on a case, look, but don't touch. You'll receive in-depth training on the UAC in a future module. Coveo is the one tool you'll probably never know you're using. It should be invisible to you, although you'll probably hear people, especially knowledge managers, talk about it. Coveo powers all of the content across Salesforce University, help and training, knowledge and documentation, Salesforce videos, and more, making it easy for people all over the company to index information so you can search for and find knowledge articles, training, documentation, and videos on specific topics quickly. A common example of how you'll see Coveo in action is when you accept a case. You'll see that the related content field is already populated with helpful articles and other materials directly related to your topic. You'll learn more about Coveo in the Knowledge-Centered Support Principles course. Blacktab is used to search for orgs and users within orgs, access sandboxes, view the configuration of an org, observe how a customer is using their org, create new orgs, log in as a user, and if you're in a higher tier of support, manage org settings. You'll access Blacktab from your case by clicking the BT link. This will take you to a login screen where you'll log in using your Blacktab login and a YubiKey. Once logged in, you should see the name of the customer's org. Click it to go into their org, where you can help the customer with their issue. You'll learn more about Blacktab and the types of things your skill group uses it for once you are working in your skill group. You'll also get detailed login instructions when you receive your YubiKey. Always remember, any changes you make in Blacktab can have significant impact on a customer's org, so be very careful. Also, never mention Blacktab to customers. This is an internal tool that is invisible to them. Communication is the best way to resolve a case, whether you're communicating with your teammates or working with a customer on a case. Tools like Salesforce Chatter, LiveOps, and GoToMeeting keep you actively engaged with your team and customers to resolve your cases quickly. You can access Chatter, our social business tool, from a tab in just about any app. In support, every skill group has a Chatter group where you can ask questions of your team, access resources that are specific to your group, find out about upcoming trainings, learn about known issues, and a whole lot more. You'll be using Chatter a lot to communicate with members of your skill group and with customers in the community. LiveOps is a cloud-based telephone system that allows success agents to make and receive calls using their computer connection to the network. You can access it from the bottom bar in the Unified Agent console. To help ensure timely customer service, your use of LiveOps may be monitored. So, it's important that you log in to LiveOps and call your customers. Sometimes it's easiest to help a customer by working directly with them in their org. GoToMeeting is the tool you'll use to do this. GoToMeeting allows you to have conversations, share screens, and take control of a customer's screen to better understand the issue they are having or to fix something. You can also chat in the chat window or record your GoToMeeting sessions for you or your customer to review later. We talked earlier about the importance of data security and keeping your customers' information safe. If at any time you're recording a session and you are exposed to a password, destroy the recording and reset their password. Also, attach the article Internal Password Policy, OPWAD, to your case. As a success agent, part of your job includes learning. Product releases, acquiring deeper knowledge in a particular area, or just troubleshooting a case will expose you to all sorts of information to help you become a better agent. In this section, I'll show you around help and training, getting started, and Trailhead. You've already spent a lot of time in help and training, and you'll be spending a lot more time there too. The button for help and training is at the top of most of the apps you'll use regularly, so it's always easy to find information. You and your customers can search for articles, take training, and go to the Trust site. Customers can even file cases through Help and Training. Click Take Training to go to the training catalog, where you'll find all of your required courses. Filter your search by product, learning path, language, and more. The Help and Training page in different apps may show different options. In the UAC, there is a button to the Trust site in place of Getting Started. However, most employee and customer-facing apps will show the Getting Started button. Getting Started is a great resource for you and your customers because it contains links to all sorts of resources, including videos, webinars, and quick start guides to help set up Salesforce. As an agent, it may be very useful to point customers to the Getting Started page if they need more information on getting their Salesforce orgs up and running. Another learning tool that you might find useful is called Trailhead. Trailhead is a fun, free, new product designed to teach customers and employees about a variety of Salesforce administrative and developer-focused topics. Trailhead can be useful to you as an agent to increase your knowledge in an area, and it's a helpful resource that you can direct your customers to when they want or need to know more about a topic. Remember, though, Trailhead trails are long, so if your customer needs quick knowledge, you should direct them to Help and Training. When you have a few minutes, it's well worth your time to explore Trailhead. We've saved the best tool, or maybe the scariest tool, for last. As a Salesforce success agent, your job is to do your very best to help customers resolve their cases quickly. To ensure you do your best, and to make sure we're listening to our customers' experiences, customers are given an opportunity to evaluate your work by filling out the customer satisfaction survey after their case is closed. Let's take a look at this survey. On the customer satisfaction survey, customers may evaluate your product knowledge, your understanding of their issue, and their overall experience working with you and possibly other agents on their case. Customers can also add comments to describe their experience. This helps you and your manager understand what went wrong and if it was a bad experience to try to prevent similar situations in the future. An excellent customer satisfaction score is a 10, and it's what all agents should strive for. You'll often hear these surveys called by their acronym, CSAT. Low CSATs are surveys below a 6 and are often reviewed to see why an agent scored such a low score. Sometimes, a low CSAT is given because a customer is grumpy, but in other cases, agents may be required to take remedial training if it is deemed that they need to know more about a topic, need to communicate more effectively, or follow proper procedure. Congratulations! You've completed the Technical Support Tools Overview course. You've learned to identify which tools are important to you in your role as a Salesforce success agent. Find these tools and explain how each tool is used in your job.